Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus, and I'm the lead pastor here for our church. And this past weekend, we wrapped up our series called God Is, where the big idea is that God is worthy of our worship. We talked about maybe the most familiar verse in all of evangelical Christianity, which is John 3:16. And really, my part of that was to talk about the results of belief. And there are really two ideas that come together in that last phrasing in John 3:16, that it's, we shall not perish, but have eternal or everlasting life. And so we talked about the two sides of that, kind of relating it to one of the most five exciting moments that you can ever remember in your life. The 300 most pulse-pounding, heart-throbbing seconds that you've ever lived. And I think I made the argument well enough that I think those are going to be the 5 minutes right after you die, that you're going to either understand, according to the scriptures, unspeakable joy or eternal sorrow. So let's take both sides of that phrase. So the one side of the phrase is shall not perish. We don't really like to talk about that. You know, there's a spectrum of belief there. On one end of the spectrum, there's more classic belief of in a place called hell. It's a place of physical, emotional torment. The book of Revelation, among other places, talks about a lake which burns with fire and brimstone. The word that Jesus used was the Gehenna of Hinnom, which was a place outside of Jerusalem that constantly burned. It was their kind of trash dump. We get our word from Gehenna from that. And so there's that side. The other end of the spectrum, maybe in evangelicalism, a lot of people that we quote a lot, people like C.S. Lewis, in other words, believe that hell was this eternal movement away from God and into self. He described hell like a black hole that you go into, and it's that Romans chapter 1, your own choosing of your own sin, and you're left to deal with the consequences of that eternally. While there's some spectrum there of belief, either way, the scriptures are clear that life without God is a terrible choice. But on the other hand, that last phrase is, but have everlasting life. You and I have the opportunity to live forever. And that's not just heaven pie in the sky by and by. That starts, you know, when you die, when you're no longer here. Rather, Jesus is clear in John 17, where he says, this is life eternal, that they might know you and the only true God whom you have sent. And so what you realize there, is that eternal life starts now. When you start relationship with God, it starts now. So what do? You jump. That's what we talked about on Sunday. You jump into God's arms. You place your faith and your belief in his demonstrated love for you in the person of Christ on the cross. You demonstrate that love back to him by trusting him. So I hope that today, that's how you're living. Whether you don't know Christ and today's the day you want to trust Christ, or you've trusted Christ in salvation, and today you're placing your faith, your trust in him to continue to grow you and sanctify you. I pray that those are representative of us. So I'm going to pray towards that end, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray towards that end. Father, thank you for the opportunity to come to you today, that God, we can live an eternal life today. We look forward to heaven, Lord, the place, the land of no more. No more sin, no more sorrow, no more death. But Lord, we want to live life with you today. We want to trust you today. And so I pray that you'll help us do that. I think about our church partners today, Lord, in Minneapolis, our church partners in Houston, who will be ministering to the Floyd family, who will be ministering to other people who have been victims of the violent protests that have been going on. God, I pray that you'll equip them, and even in the midst of these crises, that you'll draw honor to your name, that you'll be glorified. The best thing, God, that we can do is lift our brothers up in those cities and then do what you've called us to do. That's to trust you today. And so, God, we do that. We believe your love for us. We've seen it in Jesus, and so we trust it. I want you to take the opportunity to pray. Well, once again, thanks for joining us on the DriveCast. Just by way of reminder, things kind of shift a little bit in this coming weekend. We won't have a combined online service beginning this coming Sunday, June 7th. You'll go to your campus's feed to get your own campus's service. And we return to in-person gatherings, having live teaching and kind of more normal band music scenarios at our campuses as things continue to open up in our country and as we continue to move into phase two. Families will come back this weekend at your campus. That may look just a little bit different based on your facilities and things that are kind of local and geographical for you. So make sure that you check communication in the upcoming week about all those things, okay? God bless you. Have a great week. We hope to see you back next Sunday.